Okay, welcome everyone to our advanced coaching webinar, our October advanced coaching webinar. So, you know, we all had our assignment for September, and I wanted to really focus on how from now until December 31st. So everyone write on a piece of paper right now, just write down, what day are we right now? I think we're October 8th. I want you to write down October 8th. And then I want you to put December 31st. And I want you to write down business-wise and brand-wise, what would you like to accomplish from October 8th to December 31st? Give me three things and put that in on the questionnaire as well. Give me three things that you'd like to accomplish from October 8th to December 31st. Write that on down, and then let's see some of the responses that people have. Jennifer says, pimp or ride. I like that. With logos. I just like to pimp the ride. And if you're putting your hand up, just you can type in your questionnaire in your control panel. But let me see some three things. So Sherry McCants, website finished, partnership, landing page. Good goal, Sherry. I love that. And that's exactly what we're talking about tonight. Rhonda, 30 people doing Coronate. Perfect, Rhonda. Kashawn, egg white champion, set up a website. Bobby, get branded. Okay, let's see what else. Rhonda, website finished. Alicia, website complete, opt-in included, and partnerships. I love this. Build a strong 8-week group. Jennifer Long, perfect. Don McGee, 3 new clients. Positive responses to my online outreach. 2 more gyms as referral partners. I love that detail. Rhonda, new business cards. Tanya, complete website, brand vehicle, 20 people on program. Felipe, get personal trainer certificates done. Perfect. Kashawn, more clients. Pepper, digital video offerings, power team established, and partnerships. Okay, so this is, I love all of these. So I love, you know, we're all, what makes me happy, and talking to Paula before this webinar, and as Paula and I have been talking for the past few weeks, I love how we're moving away from generic stuff. There are a few generic things that I said, like get more partnerships. Like, we need more details than that. I love the detail-oriented set. Build my own web, you know, get your website, get your lead page, get your free opt-in. These are all good. Sharon, 50% more online presence. I like that. Increased in individual clients, secure 4 or 8 week challenge with 2 gyms. See, so these are good goals. So as we go through the coaching series tonight, as we go through Novembers and Decembers, I want you to continually looking at the main goals that you want to accomplish, because this is really the objective. And we had our own meeting as a company, and you know, I'm always doing strategy meetings on a weekly basis. And basically we're laying out a 2014 campaign, and then we're hitting the ground running full throttle in January 2015. So just like as you're doing, the whole thing is what I want to talk about tonight is really setting you up to win for the September assignment, the October assignment, the November assignment, December assignment. So come January 1st, 2015, every single partner on this call, because we're all partners, is set up to win and accelerate and expand their business greater than they probably ever imagined. Or maybe you did imagine it, but now we're gonna get the tools and the infrastructure to do that. So that, I am excited for that. So let's look at what the goal is gonna be. The first thing is getting clear on your coaching business, your online presence, and how they connect. I wanna recap September's assignment. And then I wanna dive into October's assignment, creating 2 powerful and consistent ways to spread your message. And then I'm gonna forecast a bit so you get a view of November's assignment. And please know that this entire series that we're doing is setting you up to win, to really take your brand and your business to the next level, not just cash flow, but to not be where I was back in 2003 at the top of my game, owning 6 practices and desperately trying to find more time. And I talk to health professionals, probably 10 to 15 health pros a week, new health pros that I've never met before. And the number one goal is they want their time back. The number two goal is they want to get their message heard. I think we all relate to that. So let's lay out. I don't want these webinars just to be inspirational. I like this grooving to the music. I like this stuff, but my goal here is very simple. I'm taking my time once a month and beyond, staying active in the Coaches Network as you are taking your time. You're putting this in your schedule, and we are working together as a team is to grow together. So we all can help each other, help more people, and drive our message to the masses. So before we dive into the content, Paula Lippert sent this to me. And what I love about Paula is that, yeah, I'm a visionary to a degree. I see things and I want to drive, not like see things, ooh, I see that vision, but I have a vision of where I want to take things. And one of my challenges at times is sometimes I move so fast that I don't deliver the information in a way that it can lead people every step of the way. So what I love what Paula does is Paula comes back and says, okay, well, what if we lay it out in this? Because she makes it in a sense that she'll relate to a lot of the coaches she's working with. And then she'll say, what if we drive this? And there's two points that she made that I really wanted to share. The first one was this. As we're doing these coaching webinars, as you're taking on your brand, the most important thing is let's not make this harder than it has to be. You don't have to have all the pieces in place. Nothing has to be perfect when we focus on these steps. So this is a step-by-step process, and you just gotta get in the game, just like with your clients. If your client wants to lose 100 pounds, you don't overwhelm them at that moment. You give them their first step. That's what these webinars are all about. The second thing is defining your perfect customer is a tool that will help you become more clear on your message. Now, I was talking to someone, and they were talking about blogging and building their website, and they were planning all of these great strategies. And I asked them, I said, well, what's your perfect customer? And they kind of said, well, you know, I want to help everybody. And it reminded me back to 2004 when I had a radio show in California, and I called it Nutrition for Everyone. And you know, at that time, you think, man, Nutrition for Everyone, who doesn't want that? What I realized is that Nutrition for Everyone means that I'm really not speaking to anyone because it's too generic and it's too brand, too broad. Now, when I was talking to that health pro, she came back and she said, well, Mark, I don't want to limit myself. And my message to you is this, is defining your perfect customer will not limit you. It will expand you and accelerate you. Because what we know is when you speak to one type of person, you speak to that customer, as they deliver results, as they get there, it naturally moves out because that one perfect customer, for example, let's talk about a chronic dieter, the customer I wrote, Why Kids Make You Fat For, 20 to 40 pounds overweight, female, age group between 30 and 55, has kids or wants to have kids, feels stressed, is struggling to get her time back. And know she needs to do something. She needs something simple, realistic that can work into her world and end the dieting madness. That's who I wrote Why Kids Make You Fat For and How to Get Your Body Back. And that's who I created the 8-week run for. So when we start looking at that, now you'll see, as I featured on Friday, Kelly Timmerman, Mark Timmerman. Mark Timmerman is in that demographic, but guess what happened? As Kelly Timmerman moved into that demographic, she was a little outside of that, probably about 15 pounds where she wanted to be. But as she lived in, what happened? Her husband joined the game. So that's what I'm sharing with you. You have to define your perfect customer so that you get clear on the message that you're sharing. One of my friends talks about something. There's a book called One Thing. It's about accomplishing one thing at a time. One thing at a time. If you can continue focusing on accomplishing things one thing at a time, you won't get overwhelmed. You'll understand you can't accomplish it all right now. But our objective right now is to get something clear that by January 1st, you have a new brand, a new business at another level than what you have right now. So your business, when you look at it, and I'd like everyone to write this down. And just get your paper out and stay active on this. I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions. As you look at your growth, as you look at from October 8th to December 31st, as I asked you to look at, there's three parts to your business. The first part is you're a brand. whether you have a company like I have Venice Nutrition, you know, I created that company. Now we're all partners in that company. But when you look at it, it's your brand and you're the expert. So you're the expert at something. Your coaching is how you're able to apply your expertise. But if you're not an expert, you have no coaching. So you have to first have be an expert and then you can coach. And expert is relative, guys. Look, you don't have to be me. You don't have to be a health professional that you look up to in your community. You need to be the best that you can be. And trust me, every single person that I've come in contact with that's a health professional has a unique message and mission that they can share with the world that's better and more powerful than the other person. So the point is that everyone on this webinar can deliver a message better than I can in their genre, in their when they're speaking to their perfect customer, because we're all unique. And then your online presence. So once you're an expert, this is where I got stuck, and this is where I think many of you get stuck, is you're an expert and you coach and you sell your time. And originally you want to fill your book and then you want to raise your rates and sell more time. But there's only 24 hours in a day. So now you become a slave to your expertise. And if you don't have an online presence, you're in trouble. Paul Lippert, great. She said to me a month ago, she said, man, I should have done this 6 years ago. And I said, I know. Tell me about Paul. I should have done this back in 2001. The point is that you need all three. You need to be an expert. You need to be a coach. And you have to have an online presence. And that's what we're going to focus in on in this series. This is a full series, not to replace your coaching, but to expand the different parts of your business. So as I'm sharing information with you, it's important that you take the advice I just gave you, and then you understand the three parts of your business. Now you got to look at your revenue. And I want everyone to put this in. Tell me right now, write this down. Where is your revenue coming from? Cash flow is where you're selling your time. So give me a percentage. How much is from cash flow? And how much is from digital offerings or subscriptions? Digital offerings is when you take your coaching and you duplicate yourself and you sell that. For example, the 8-week run. We're going to make an 8-part video series, an 8-part webinar series, and sell that as a digital offering. That's duplicating a plan or program. So my point is, how much is coming from, is it 100% cash flow? Is it 80% cash flow? Let's see some. So we have Bobby's all cash flow. So give me the percentage. How much is yours cash flow and how much are the other aspects? Cash flow from Mark. Don, all coaching. Bobby's 80% cash flow. Perfect. 100% for Carrie. 90-10 for Jen. 100% for Marion. Tanya, 70-30. That's good. Kelly Timmerman, 66% cash flow. Pepper, 95.5. Okay, so now you're starting to see. So what I want you to put on that as a same piece of paper that you put October 8th to December 31st, I want you to write down your percentage of cash flow now compared to the amount of digital offerings or subscriptions. Now, subscriptions, multiple things, reoccurring revenue. Examples could be tidbits, which I'm going to explain. Supplements like course, the direct selling is a powerful recurring revenue. Member sites like what we've seen with Venice Nutrition, where if you're getting people online and you're splitting the commission with Venice, then that's a reoccurring revenue. So I want you to start looking at right now that what's your percentage of cash flow? Is it 90%? And then is it 10% subscription? But let's put where it is now. And then I want you to put by January 2015, and you 2015, where do you want that to be? In that year, where do you want to take that? Jennifer puts you'd like to be 50 cash, 25 digital offerings, and 25 subscriptions by 12/31. That might be tough to be that by 12/31, Jen, but that's a good goal. Let's put it, where do you want that to be in 2015? Because ideally you want these three revenue streams. You want your cash flow coming from your time. You want cash flow coming from your digital offerings. When I mean cash flow, it's a one-time offer. So someone buys the 8-week run for $97. That's a one-time purchase. Someone buys a nutrition certification. That's a one-time purchase for $299. So that's it's a digital offering, but it's not a reoccurring offering. So, but it's cash flow. Subscriptions is going to be that reoccurring. And the power of reoccurring is that ideally, as I managed a gym for years, is that every month we would look at that we needed to sell this many paid in full to cover our cash flow, to cover our overhead. And then from that, once we hit our overhead, everything we wanted to be was EFT, electric funds transfer, which is subscription based. So that our goal would be by the first of every month, we already had all of our overhead covered. So any revenue that came in that month is all profit. That's how you want to start thinking with your brand. What's your overhead? Where's your cash flow coming from? Your time that you sell, and then your that breeding ground, that time you're selling, you create digital offerings from that, and then subscriptions. And part of cash flow, which isn't on this, could be affiliate programs. So affiliate programs can be under cash flow, like if you do something where you're promoting like a book, or it could be on subscriptions. So 80 for Rhonda. 80 cash flow, 10% digital, 10 coaching. So coaching would be cash flow. Pepper 50, 40, 10. So 50 coaching, 40 digital, 10 EFT. Dawn, 50 coaching, 25 workshop, 25 subscription. Good. Put some digital in that. 50 cash flow, 25 online offerings for Kelly Timmerman, 25 supplements. So that would be her subscription. And then Kelly, when you look at subscriptions, I wouldn't just say supplements, I'd say subscriptions, and then look at how you can expand that. So ideally what I'd like you all to do is look at, okay, you're coaching. What's the rate that you coach? What are some digital offerings that you can do for cash flow, for additional cash flow, duplicating yourself? And then what are some subscription ideas? Okay, does this make sense to everyone? Before I go on, I want to make sure this makes sense to everybody. Yes, yes. Anyone else? I want to make sure. So before I die, okay, not totally for Ron. Got it, Alicia. One more time, please. Okay, so I'm going to go through one more time on this. Let's just recap. Before I dive into September, October, November coaching. The first thing is you already have a brand and a business that you're doing, okay? So what I don't want these webinars to be is something that you abandon what you're currently doing. Keep doing what you're doing. That's what you're building upon. When we look at your revenue, your cash flow is one-time offerings. The majority of people on this webinar, and the majority of health pros, their cash flow, their main revenue stream is coming from their coaching, which is their time. Cash flow is a one-time offering. So it's someone pays you to do a program, a $500, 12-week program, okay, or an $800, whatever your rate is. Another form of cash flow is the digital offering. So for example, Rhonda, let's say that you're doing 8-week plans. You're doing an 8-week plan, but then you create, as you define your perfect customer, you create your own digital offering. Maybe it's a video series, maybe it's a podcast series, maybe it's a little ebook that you write. That's a digital offering. An ebook that you sell for 10 bucks is a digital offering. It means that someone can just go and buy it without you having to do anything else. You don't have to sell your time for it. So when you start looking at your cash flow, you need your coaching time and then a digital offering. Subscriptions is reoccurring revenue, which means that every month it just happens. Examples will be tidbits, supplements like direct selling like Core, member site like Venice Nutrition. So these are the ways where you want to start looking at your revenue. What's your cash flow? What's your coaching and what's your digital offering? Digital offering is like a step up from coaching because it's something that duplicatable. And then where's your revenue coming from? Your subscription side. So as we're talking about these new ideas, and I took Paula's coaching really to heart, I want to make sure that everyone understands this is business. So there's three parts, your brand, your coaching, your online presence, and then you have to get clear on where's your revenue coming from and how do you plan on creating more digital offerings and more subscriptions, because if you don't create digital offerings and subscriptions, you know what's happening? You're selling your time for the rest of your life. And that's going to lead to burnout. Everyone got that? I want to make sure. Okay, perfect. Okay, so now, yeah, so Mark Regan says long-term goals would be more than 50 digital offerings and 25 subscriptions. Exactly. So just so you guys know, where I am now is I don't do a lot of coaching. I don't coach anymore. So my revenue doesn't come from a point of coaching. one-on-one coaching. I speak, obviously. I still coach, obviously, but everything's funneled into the different offerings. So as you build your brand, as you do things, you want to start looking at where are the different forms of revenue that are coming from that will give you back your time. Because we want to help people, we want to speak to our perfect customer, but we have to protect the one thing that is that isn't a commodity that we can never get enough of, our time. Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's what, so everyone, making sure that you start putting, where's your coaching time, your digital offering, your subscription aspect as well. So now we look at your September, when we look at the September recap, and this is where Paula sent this as well, and I love this. It was define your perfect customer, create an opt-in to speak to that perfect customer, develop a site or landing lead page that speaks to your perfect customer, and have an email system to consistently communicate with your perfect customer. Those are the 4 points that we focused on in September. And if you go to the Venice Nutrition Health Pro webinar page on the advanced coaching, you can, if you missed it, you can download it. You can download the video right here. If you look at your screen, you can download the video, you can download the podcast, you can download the PowerPoint, and you can play the video. So that was our September. Let me just go back to that and I'll recap that, and then I want to show you some more examples. Define your perfect customer, create an opt-in, develop a site or landing page, have an email system. Tell me, everyone on this webinar, who's accomplished all four of these? Is it anyone done all four, or is anyone in the process of doing all four? Let's get some feedback here on the webinar. Rhonda has. Pepper's done all four. Perfect. So I'm going to ask some people who have done, and I'm going to ask you later in the webinar for your website so we can look at it. Jennifer still needs to get the last one. Got up to number 3, working on 4. Perfect. Just need to get to number 4. Did all 4. I have all 4. Perfect. Almost done all 4. Refining. In the process. Just listen. So Alicia just listened to it, but she's working on all of them. In the process. Okay, good. So what I'm going to ask is don't do it yet, but what I'm going to ask is everyone who's actually done all 4, I want you right after this webinar to, I saw Rhonda did this and I want to show hers. I want everyone to post in the Coaches Network, and I need everyone to please give feedback on what you post in the Coaches Network on these lead pages. And I'm going to give an example right here. I love what Rhonda said, it's a labor of love. What I love is that everyone's in the process here. Now, this is the key. Please do not, and I'm going to repeat this, and please write this down. Please do not take the October coaching until you've done the September coaching. If you jump steps, you're going to struggle. Every month is designed to set you up to win and to build upon the previous month. If you have not accomplished the September coaching yet, please do not do the October. Now, the ones that have now, obviously, if you're almost done, then you'll dive in October once you're done with the September side. But a couple examples, if we go, this would be the Mark McDonald site, okay? So this could be a lead page. So take away the site, okay? If you just look at Get Your Body Back, the video, strategies to unlock your body's full potential, get it now. That's an example of a lead page. So my message is, when I say get your body back, the perfect customer here on this site for us, there's two types of customers that we're speaking to. I already explained the why kids make you fat. And then I explained the body confidence, which is 5 to 20 pounds from where they want to be. People who are already doing a lot right, but they're looking for the secret ingredients to take their body and health to the next level. Primarily female, some male. Age demo between 30 and 55. Those are our two main audiences. Now, Get Your Body Back speaks to both. Where do I lead them into either the 8-week run or body confidence is in the free giveaway. Now, our free giveaway is not ready yet. If you go to Mark McDonald TV, there's a different free giveaway. I'll show you that site. But this is the new site that's going to launch. And I said, get it now. And it's right here. Hold on. And it comes right here. And then you put your name and your email. And then you show me now. And then that sets them up. So this is what we're looking at as the thing, defining your perfect customer, creating your opt-in, and then making sure that you have an email system that's going to be able to focus on that. So let me just go back right there to those four things. Define perfect customer, create an opt-in, develop a site or landing page, have an email system. Because everyone got that. Because I want to make sure everyone has that. And I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. I do my best not to on these webinars, but this coaching, I'm really coaching tonight. So it's important that because it's really important that we're following these steps and everyone's understanding. Okay, perfect. Alicia said, is a lead page the same as your landing or home page? Alicia, could be. Yes. So if you have a full website, then that should be your lead page. But some people didn't have the finances or the time to build a full website, so they just did a leadpage.com. Like you go to leadpages.com and you can use one of their templates. So ideally, you want to develop a full website, but we didn't want that to be a barrier for people to do the project. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're coaches, so we can repeat. It's not the when you talk to the end user, sometimes they don't want the repetition. Okay, so that's the September. So this is an example of the Martin McDonald site. Now, as I shared last time, and let me go back to the Martin McDonald TV site, which is actually up. Hold on. Oh, right here. This is the current Martin McDonald TV site. Now, this is the live site, and you'll see Learn the Secret. This is the opt-in that we have right here. As you can see, the new Martin McDonald brand is going to be much tighter, much more clearer than this. So once again, you're just going to learn as you go. So look at the difference between that and between this. But both have an opt-in. So this is where you can start seeing and evaluating from there. Okay. Now, let's go back to our PowerPoint. So October assignment. So once you get your September, what we're focusing on is now we're going to start driving traffic. So I want everyone to really look at when we talk about, write this down again, your freedom, your time, and your money is in your list. Okay, so write this down one more time. And I want you to remember this, make this your theme until December 31st. Your freedom, your time, and your money is in your list. In October, what we're focusing on, once you have the four things, and it doesn't have to be right. What I love, Rhonda, is you have all four. Now, this is what's going to happen. Okay, this is how the coaching works. What we're going to focus on in October now is once you get those four things done is we're going to drive traffic to your funnel so that you can build your list, your new site, lead page, and your free offer. So ideally, what we would do is we're going to focus on driving traffic, Rhonda, to, and I'm speaking to everyone. I'm just using Rhonda as an example right now. To your page. Now this is what happens. If no one opts into your page, you know that your lead page isn't right or your offer is not right. But if you don't ever have a lead page or offer or an opt-in up, you don't know if it works. So just like you saw the Martin McDonald TV site, what we'll see is we see a good opt-in rate on the Martin McDonald TV site. But what we need to see more when we look here, let me do this so you can see the actual size. We see a good opt-in here, like a 60% opt-in here. But this is going to be a much better opt-in. We'll know that because the 60% is more they know me. So what we'll see is the rawer it is, this is a different thing. But until we had this up here, we couldn't evaluate the data. So my point is that as Paula said earlier, as she sent me in a text and I shared tonight, it doesn't have to be perfect, but we need to get you in the game. So that's why you need to accomplish the September assignment. And then we start moving to the October assignment. And an October assignment is going to be all about driving into those particular traffics and driving more traffic to it. Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to focus on three things. So I want you to write these things down. The first thing is you're going to use Facebook, Instagram this month. So we're going to start looking at social media and how to use it, but I want social media to be with strategy. I'm not a social media guru. We've hired an awesome. So you're going to see, as I've shared this in September, you're going to see some awesome new stuff coming with social media from our, all our pages will be combined. Right now, we have like five different pages. But what you're starting to see from me, and hopefully you're seeing this, is more consistency in my posts. There's themes to it. And what I'm going to invite everyone on this webinar to do is to start really getting clear on how they're actually leveraging social media. All the data shows that if you're overposting, you're screaming at your audience. If you're marketing to your audience, then in the sense if you're always trying to sell something, then that's not positive either. We live in the information age and people are looking for information with guidance. So I invite you to do this. Strip down all your social media, Facebook and Instagram, and focus on three posts a week. Now, if you want to do some raw ones, go for it. But focus on three posts a week and have them set. So Monday could be nutrition, Wednesday could be fitness, Friday could be inspiration. Up to you, however you want to do it. But start looking at becoming creative. And let me give you a couple examples here. If I look at today, I posted this. I posted a little note. It's an inspiration thing that I did, just a random thought. As you get older and the pressures of life build up, realize your health doesn't need to take a backseat. Age is just a number and a mindset. Never let it define or limit you. We all love to sit shotgun, so keep sitting shotgun with your health. A simple note, my name at the bottom, people share it. It shows that it was shared. This drives more people to Facebook, to more likes on your Facebook page, on your Instagram account, on your Facebook page and your Instagram account. You've listed your lead page or website. That's going to naturally make people find out more information about you as they like your posts. They'll go to your website, they'll opt into your newsletter, and your list will start building organically just from doing stuff like that. Another example, I did a whole thing on, and you don't need to be on HLN, you can share a recipe. You saw we did a whole thing on pumpkin ricotta parfait. It was Valerie's recipe, and we shared it, we did posts, and we shared the recipe. So you can take your favorite recipe or a friend of your favorite recipe and simply do that. Once again, something that's helping people during the time of the season that's speaking to them and their lives. This is the most important thing. We're coaches. We're in people's lives every day. You live your life, so you have to share from that perspective. The note that I posted about the pressures of life, this one, came to me because last night I played four soccer games and one of one of Hunter's teammates, 9-year-old boy, said, "Man, Mr. Mark, you're pretty, you know, for being so old, you're pretty fast and fit." And it made me chuckle. And the reality is that I'm not old. For 42, come on. That's like, to me, age is it's irrelevant to me. So I share that as I'm living it, and other people want to do that. So these are the things you want to start looking at. And then the other one, as you guys saw on Friday, I do Fitspiration Friday. We did this from the 8 weeks, New Body, New Life. I know Kelly's on this webinar. We have Mark Timmerman right there. So you take your success stories. Once again, everyone should be doing before and afters for your clientele. Look at Mark's results and look at Kelly. And once again, these are Mark and Kelly. Kelly's the one who coached Mark. I mean, they did the 8-week plan, but she led that. And I'm sharing those stories. So these are things that as an audience is listening to you, you want to be able to consistently do that. Now, Don just said, do you put your website opt-in on the post or trust that people will look at your profile and click through if they're interested? This would be my take on it. If you saw on the Kelly and Mark one, we did a very light, like a Venice Nutrition here, but there's no website. I would not put websites on anything, on pictures that you do. It screams that you're trying to sell them something. Simple stuff like Mark McDonald, your name, Don. You put your name on it. You put that. You guys have to trust. This would be my feedback to you. You have to trust the process of engaging individuals. If your content is strong enough, then people are going to be there. Now, like little reminders would be good. Meaning something like as I when I posted the Mark and Kelly, I said something like this on Facebook. If you feel Mark and Kelly's story would inspire someone you know, please share it with them. See, that's a simple, that's a soft nudge to drive someone to action without telling them to act, but showing them the reason why they should act. That's the power of it. And that's, so I would be very careful on how to do that. Sharon said, how do you suggest to post share when we have our own personal Facebook page and a company page? I do both. So Sharon, if you see, we'll do Venice. Valerie will post on Venice, similar stuff. So basically we just do, this is where all our pages are a little mixed up and since we have so many pages, but we just do the one message throughout. Some ones, like if you see in the 8-week run and the core challenge one, I'll make it more personal because those are more groups. Just like on the coaches network, I'll speak to that health pros. But basically you want to take whatever your posts are, you want to make it systematically that it will speak to your customers. And if you have a company page and a personal page, I would use both. Did you say there's a way to combine pages? Yes, Jennifer, I'm learning how to do that. And once I know how to do that next month, hopefully I'm going to show everyone how they combine their Facebook pages. And I know it's tough, guys, because you want to say your website, but you do have to, in essence, let us help each other. So Dawn, like if you have great info, people are going to naturally come to you, and then that's how you grow. And you'll see that as they naturally want to find out more about you, and then you'll find new posts that you can deliver. So those are the three examples. So first step, Facebook and Instagram, set up a schedule. 3 days a week, could be 4 days, up to you. Just don't overpost, you know, then you're screaming at people. And think about you. Do you really follow people on Facebook that post 8 times a day? Do you really open up emails if someone's sending you 4 emails a day? No. So if you don't do it, I want to suggest that you do that to your audience. 3 days a week, get clear on 3 different themes and stay consistent for the entire month of October. Nutrition Mondays, Fitness Wednesdays, Inspiration Fridays. Doesn't have to be those. Speak to your perfect customer, but get clear on the themes that you want to drive, what you'll see is your audience will follow you more and more. And then you could spend $10 on Facebook ads. You could boost your post for $10 here, $20 there, and you can start seeing what messages really resonate to drive more likes to you. Okay, does that make sense to everyone before I move on? Yes. Okay. Yeah, and you can do Twitter too. I'm not alienating Twitter. We just use Facebook, and whenever I post on Facebook, it goes Twitter. So I didn't want to overcomplicate everything to everybody. So Facebook and Instagram, you could do those pictures, but I would suggest Twitter as well. I would do all of it. We all have to follow each other as well. So like make sure we're all following each other on Twitter. Make sure we're all following each other on Instagram. Mine's at Mark McDonald VN for everything, Twitter. So Mark McDonald VN, make sure that we're following each other. On the Coaches Network, post your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feed so we all follow each other. So is it okay when it's ready and up and running to post it as being excited and wanting feedback? Yes, Tanya. So when your lead page is up, like you're going to see a big announcement for the markmcdonald.tv site. So when something's really cool so what I would say would be this. I would say, like what we're going to do for Mark McDonald TV, that we design the site to provide cutting edge information for you to take your body and health to the next level and get your body back. So if you're giving a value add to your audience, then it makes sense for the announcement. Just make sure that when you announce it, and you need to, that there's a value add for them. Pinterest you can do as well. To me, Rhonda, I didn't want to overwhelm everyone. So to me, I think right now, if you're already doing Pinterest, go for it. But I would say that your three main ones would be Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But if you're doing it, go for it. Okay, so now let's go back to here. So the next one would be develop a weekly newsletter to share with your list. This is why I said, please don't take on October until you've taken on September. And please don't start posting your Facebook 3 times a week if you don't have your opt-in, because you're not building your list. Facebook audience is great, but it's not going to be something that's going to drive to action as much. You want them to be part of your list. So you need to start developing a weekly newsletter that's going to allow you to really get the uniqueness of your message that's going to speak to your perfect customer. Now, let me give you an example of that. So if we come here, all of you probably got this. If every Wednesday, like clockwork, we send out a newsletter. And this is it. So sweet, it's scary. Fight back with the invisible sugar shield. And we do it all based upon, I pitch HLN, whatever. It's all theme-based, whatever it's going to be pitched. And then we do that. Now, you can do a blog post. You can do a weekly newsletter. I'm going to show you what we do with tidbits as well. But right here, this is a very, it's a very simple thing. Once you have your email system, you make a very, look, it's that. It could be a video. It doesn't have to be a video. It can be a podcast. It can just be text. So my point is you just have to do it. And then you see right here, please share this video with anyone you know feeling the cravings creeping in. Very simple. Down here, you have right there, you have your call to actions there, and then you have a cool little opt-in here that says if they want to unsubscribe. It's that easy to do these weekly emails later. Does everyone have sound? I want to make sure. Do you guys all have sound? Okay, perfect. Yeah, someone said they didn't have sound. Okay. If it fizzes out, it's got to be your internet connection. So just watch that. So right here, so sweet, it's scary. So what I'd like you to start doing, and this is going to be, I'm going to challenge everyone here, is I want you to lay out, I want you to put aside 5 hours every single week. I want you to schedule 5 hours. So please write this down. 5 hours every single week to set up your and you need to do this before the week starts. So on a weekend or during a week, the week before, you got to plan out your email strategy for that week and your 3 social media posts for that week. Does that make sense? Can everyone commit to that in October? 5 hours every week to plan for that. When you send weekly, do you get a lot of unsubscribes? I worry that weekly is too much for my audience. Don, we don't get a lot of unsubscribes, and we have a pretty big list. What happens is if the content's right and you're not selling, then you don't get a lot of unsubscribes. If you're trying to sell, if you see a lot of our emails, we never sell. So this is a funny thing. When you touch someone on a weekly basis, they're part of something. And if you're trying to sell them every time, then they're going to check out. But if you don't try to sell them, they're happy and they like the content. And we get positive feedbacks consistently. You're always going to get unsubscribes. If you're not getting unsubscribes, then your list isn't reaching anyone. But the reality is that you're going to see better sales and you're going to build a bigger presence on all platforms by touching them weekly. Some people send out more. I like weekly. But once again, this is something you see. Can work on the content, but need to finish September 1st. Yes, so this is my point. Once again, make sure you finish September before you go to October. And you're going to build upon this. This webinar is recorded again. Okay, so that's the weekly newsletters. And then you see this goes to the website. So your newsletter should have a link that goes to your website. So you see right there, so it goes here. This is the email. And then right there, it can go to your website or your lead page. Now, if you don't have a website that you can do that, don't worry about it. Just send out the newsletter, send them to your Facebook page. That's all you have to do. Send them to something that you post there. If you have a blog, like on the Martin McDonald TV site, let me go back to there. Right here, if I go to nutrition, right here, this is a blog that will pick it up. So like right here, if you have a blog on your site, you can send your email there. Let me look at any questions. To clarify, weekly emails go out to the people who have opted in for the free offer. Yes, Tanya. So what you can do is this. Whatever message you're gonna send out on your weekly emails, I would also make that one of your social media posts. So see how we do it. Monday, we do the show. Tuesday, I'll share the show. Wednesday, we send out an email to people who missed the show, who aren't following us on social media. So we're always touching people. So make sure that if you're spending the time doing an email, that one of your social media posts is going to implement that. It is going to have that content. And now what you're going to start seeing is your audience is going to start seeing you as an expert with a message. Not just an expert that you are, not just a coach, but an expert that has a message that you're delivering out. And because of that, they're going to start seeing the consistency that you're delivering that message. Your blog can be the same as your newsletter, but you need to send out, let me rephrase that. Kelly Timmerman asked, can my blog be the same as my newsletter? A blog will not send out emails. So your blog is your site, Kel. You have to have an email system like MailChimp or some type of email system. We use Sendy. You, Ryan, Brand Life Marketing can help everyone with this. MailChimp, you get first 2,000 are free. But you have to have an email system that when someone opt-ins to your list, so like if I go back to the Mark McDonald name site right here, watch. So when I come here and they come to my site and they enter their name, they enter their name right here and their email, this takes them into my email list. And then that's a whole separate list that then I can market to. So make sure that you're sending an email that that could then obviously drive them to your blog. Can we use the Montevue website or would you advise against that? I would advise against that, Marion. That would be an eventual upsell you can do. I would make sure that you do your own brand. Yeah, so Kelly said, what about the content? As you saw with the Detoxing Night Fire right here, this is on my site and this is a blog. This is a WordPress site. So totally, Kelly, you want your email to drive everyone to your blog. So the email has that content and then you want to drive them all to the blog. So like on the email we sent right here, this drives them. If you click here, guess where it takes them? It takes them to the Venice site, the featured video. It's the same content, but it takes them there and then it gives them a little more information. So most definitely you want to do that so that they still go to your site. And then on your site, you have an opt-in. You have another opt-in and they can share that with their friends. Should I coordinate? This is from Tanya. Should I coordinate the three posts, the newsletter, and the topic of my newspaper article that week? Most definitely. See, now you guys are getting it. Your message, you don't want to do the same work. You don't want to do tons of work that doesn't connect. Everything has to connect. Okay, so you don't need phone numbers or zip codes needed. No, you don't want any of that. You just want name and email. That's it. This is all for them to be part of your list. Okay. So let me go back to the PowerPoint. So October's assignments. We got the system with the Facebook. Develop the weekly newsletter that connects with the blog or your site, but you're starting to develop something weekly that's going out and you're putting aside 5 hours before the week to set that up. And the third thing, and this isn't something I want everyone to have their own stream right now, but I do want everyone to experience it. I want you to explore Tidbits and let me explain. Tidbits is a new platform that I became the health expert of and all of you can eventually have your own stream whenever you want it to. And I can help promote that with Tidbits because I know the founders and the CEO. But this is Tidbits. You can do text, audio, and video launches next week. And they're 99 cent subscriptions. And you as a content provider receives 85% of that. So this is my stream. So if you go to How It Works, just go to Tidbits. You go to Explore. And you'll see mine's right here on the first page there. And then this is mine. It's Get Your Body Back. I'm going to eventually, we're going to launch in a week, Get Your Time Back, designed for health professionals. And then these are examples. These are the tidbits that go. So my invitation to everyone is to subscribe for the 99 cents. You don't have to keep it. The first month's free, but I would go through this process and I would look at a few other ones because when we talk about your revenue stream, these are types of partnerships where content that you're already creating or content you already have, you can create in a cool way and create another following. This is an example of one of the tidbits. If you click on Win the War with the Win the Food War with the MRFK, picture, my little article, a picture I took, some example right there. And then here are some other ones right here that just came out. And the platform's really cool. So my invitation to everyone on this webinar, simply you go to Tidbits. Subscribe for this first month's free. So it's only 99 cents, by the way, but first month's free and start seeing what other people are doing. This will help you have ideas. It's really, really cool. And this just launched. So let me tell you, this platform is going to be very big. Is your tidbit information the same as what you previously posted in another social media platform? It's not supposed to be sharing. So what you're going to see is I'm calling exclusive one-on-one coaching. So what you'll see starting next week is 60 to 90 second audio files and only tidbit exclusive content that I won't post any other place. It's free, Tanya. It doesn't cost anything to set it up. It's not a blog, Howard. It's a cool little platform, and you'll see there's a cool app. So what I would invite everyone to do is subscribe to mine, download the app, and start seeing the process of it all. And subscribe to a few other people. It's really cool. Mine goes out every Tuesday at 9 a.m. And you get an email. It's really cool. Dawn created a stream, but she doesn't have content. So make sure before you create that stream, you have a system in place. So this is why I'm not telling anyone to create their own stream. What I'm inviting you to do is really subscribe to mine and start seeing the process. The other person I brought on is Sue Hitzman, my great friend who created the Melt Method. She's going to create her own stream because she has all that content. So as you develop your content, then you're ready for that. Yeah, Jennifer, there's an app on the App Store. It's really cool. Yeah, so you can become a creator right here. I just wouldn't do that until you have September and October done. In November, I'll be talking about how you can create your stream. Use it right now to learn. Because what you don't want to do is launch it when it's not ready. So we really, Jill Gregory said, so we really need a plan of doing our own site separate from the one I have through VN specific to me. Jill, you don't have to. But what I do recommend is you do a lead page. Eventually, I think the message that you have is you should eventually do that. But you could start with just a lead page. And you can leverage the VN site and your lead page. Okay, so let's recap before. I know we're sitting here at 9:54. I apologize if these are a little longer. I know there's a lot of questions and I don't want to wait till the end. So thanks for everyone being patient on it. So October, drive traffic to the funnel. And then we're going to do three things that are doing, two main things that you're doing right now. You're going to get consistent with your social media, so you're going to have a game plan. Three different ideas that will connect with your blog, and you're going to also develop a weekly newsletter that will also send to your blog. Now, if you haven't accomplished the September assignments, please don't take these on yet. And then once you September, what you're going to see is your following will naturally increase. And this is the power. By having these systems in place, the data will be there to set you up. And then please explore tidbits, subscribe to the stream so that you can start doing that. And remember, the first month's free, but please do that because this is a platform. There's no rev share to me or anything on that. I mean, obviously, if you subscribe for that, there's an 85%. But for you, our goal is to create great content creators and start managing this. We have some big stuff that different platforms we want to use. So the whole goal is for all of us to build our brand so that you become a creator tidbit, and then you'll get marketed that way as well. Okay, so before I go on to November, I want to make sure, does that make sense to everybody? Paul said something great. I feel like I'd be spending more time on all of these systems and not getting clients. Great point, Paul. So let's go back to when we talk about your business. The three parts to your business, your brand, your coaching, your online presence. Cash flow. If your business is 100% coaching and you're spending 20 hours on developing an online presence that makes you no money, that's a mistake. The problem, Paul, is that if you don't start diversifying, you're going to eventually cap yourself out, burn yourself out, and be stuck in a corner that you can't get out of. And I've seen it happen too many times. So my point, we all have to be patient here. We can't just jump to it. No one should be setting up their tidbit streams if they're not ready. No one should be doing, there's a lot you shouldn't be doing yet, but the goal of this is that you understand the plan on what you should be doing. And if you just watch my growth from the Mark McDonald TV to the Mark McDonald name, it just happens. You know, you just evolve. But you always have to stay present to where is your revenue coming from. So it's not, when I built Venice, I would coach clients, Paul, for 12 hours a day. Then I'd come home and I'd work 3 hours a night on developing the plan. So to make it duplicatable, I didn't sacrifice my cash flow. I did that. Now, as I started creating more other revenue streams, as we expanded more, I cut some of my coaching down by 2 to 3 hours. So then I could take that same time and invest it into building my brand more. This would be my invitation to you. Paul, please tell me if that makes sense. Yeah. So Paul, that's the whole thing. I think my question to you. So Paul said, if I have all this perfect, I still have a hard time generating traffic. If you have a hard time generating traffic, you're not accomplishing what we said in September. I doubt you defined your perfect customer. I doubt that you've set up these particular things. What you'll see is the clearer you get on where you're going, you're going to be able to implement that. And I know, Paul, you're early in the process, but that's why you have to get clear on your perfect customer. You have to. And you have to start getting clear in the message that you want to share and how you're going to deliver and how does it make you unique to other people. Without that, you'll always struggle with traffic. Now, so November, as you accomplish September and October, I'm giving you a little bit of sneak peek. What we're going to focus on from November, because remember, the goal is by January 1st, 2015, for you to have an entire online presence. That you're going to be creating your own digital offering that you're going to sell. It can be a video series, an ebook, a podcast. I'm going to show exactly how you can do that. And you'll also be going step by step. I'm going to go through step by step the process of setting up a plug and play shopping cart and affiliate program to your site. So that's what we're going to cover on in November. So let's do a recap. Complete your September assignment. That's the most important thing. Okay. Don't neglect your cash flow, but if you're not spending any time on your September assignment, that's a problem. Clarity on your message and who you're speaking to and how to market to them. Okay, so that's the most important thing right now. Everyone, if you're coaching, you need to do this no matter what. Then dive into your October assignment. Create three theme posts per week on Facebook and Instagram that are non-marketing. Same time and theme each day during the week. Example, Monday would be nutrition, Wednesday fitness, Friday inspiration. Start sending weekly emails with a specific theme each week to your list and invite them to share the info and give them a reason to and drive them to your site. Explore tidbits, subscribe to my stream, and start thinking about how you can create your own tidbit stream. And then begin thinking about your November assignment. Now, one more thing I wanted to share. Part of that November assignment, my good friend Mike Cohen's wrote a book, Published to Profit. It's pretty cool. It's right here on Amazon. And it talks about how you can publish and profit your own book. And I went through one of his, I spoke at one of his 3-day events. And Mike's a genius in internet marketing, but it's a good book. It's a 99-cent Kindle download right now because it did a promo. I suggest everyone get that because it will really show you how you can actually publish and be a bestseller on Amazon. Let's not worry about getting a book deal with a big publisher like HarperCollins or Random House. Let's look at from an ebook perspective. You can leverage your book is not your business. Your book is your best calling card for your business. So if you have a moment, you can put 30 minutes once a week to just start understanding that. And that's my point. As Paul said, I don't want you to abandon what you're currently doing. But this is things that you have to start looking at. If you do want to write an ebook, if you do want to write a book, there's a system on how to do that in a cool way. Okay, so let's wrap this up and then we'll go right to the Q&A. Okay, so everyone, look, just a thing. These are live coaching webinars. So they're really, I know it's really interactive. It's a lot of content. My point that I want to keep making is get clear on where your revenue is coming from and systematically 1% at a time look at how you can expand from cash flow coaching to digital offerings and to subscription services. And this is why partnerships matter because 50% of your revenue comes from coaching. Imagine if 100% comes from coaching now and then you shift that to 50 coaching, 25% digital, duplicating yourself, digital downloads, and then the other 25% from subscription partnerships. That's power. That gives you back what we all want, time. So rock September. Make sure you dive in October. Get active on the Coaches Network. If you've accomplished all four, please post on the Coaches Network. I'll be active on that tomorrow. Share it. Let's all give feedback. And let's just keep rocking the process. January 1st, we launched the full tour and a massive 9-month cycle. So please make sure that from now till then, you are getting geared up and getting everything ready to win. Okay, everyone, have a great night. I'm going to stop the recording and go right to Q&A.